Whoever you are, wherever you come from, whomever you love, we welcome you to the Unitarian Universalist Church of Kent. May you leave your daily burdens at the door, open your minds and hearts, and be fully present for this time of fellowship and spiritual re-energizing. Good morning. I'm Reverend Christy Anderson, and ordained interfaith minister and a member of this congregation. I join in welcoming you with our worship leader today for our annual Music Sunday, music director Hal Walker. If you're a visitor, we offer you a warm welcome. Please accept as our gift a bookmark in the offering basket when it's passed later in the service. And if you're a visitor interested in learning more, you can complete a green card that's found in the pew rack in front of you and place it in the offering basket. As this is the second Sunday of the month, it's the week that we host a meet and greet between services outside of our sanctuary doors in the library area. And this is an opportunity to meet some friendly folks in a casual environment. We hope you'll join us again, as each Sunday service is unique. In recognition of this sacred time, I remind you to please silence your cell phones. If you have a joy or concern that you would like to share aloud later in the service, I invite you to write it on a yellow care card found in the pew holder. It will be gathered by a greeter during our first hymn.
Celebrating over 100 years of community service, the Girl Scouts remain committed to building girls of courage, confidence, and character will make the world a better place. We light our chalice this morning in honor of the work being done by Girl Scouts the world over.
New friends, but keep the old one in. originating in America, jazz drew from many different sources and continues to evolve today. If you come from a traditional background, jazz can be a jolt to your sensibilities. Like dark chocolate or dry wine, one has to acquire a taste for jazz. It's not for everyone. At its best, jazz can involve expressions of dissonance, creating a discomfort that stretches one's comfort zone. Jazz requires attentive listening to others and discerning how one's uniqueness can join with the diverse presence of others to complement the whole. When well practiced, jazz is beautiful, moving, and feeds the spirit.
Originating in America, Unitarian Universalism drew from many different sources and continues to evolve today. If you come from a traditional background, Unitarian Universalism can be a jolt to your sensibilities. Like dark chocolate or dry wine, one has to acquire a taste for Unitarian Universalism. It's not for everyone. At its best, Unitarian Universalism can involve expressions of dissonance, creating a discomfort that stretches one's comfort zone. Unitarian Universalism requires attentive listening to others and discerning how one's uniqueness can join with the diverse presence of others to complement the whole. When well practiced, Unitarian Universalism is beautiful, moving, and feeds the spirit.
We are many.
We are one.
We are the music. For 20 years now, I've been writing songs about community. In fact, the first song I ever wrote was in 1988. It was called Then We All Fall Into One. It went, then we all fall into one, we all. Then we all fall into one. Then we all fall into one, we all fall into one. In some small way, I've offered the world a collection of heartfelt songs about brothers and sisters, the old and the young, in shades of many colors, joining hands in vibrant, loving community, and falling into one. And everyone's welcome. I sing, beyond politics and faith, come in, you're welcome. Beyond the walls of fear and shame, we say welcome. From the mountains and the valleys and the oceans, we call out an unbounded welcome, welcome. The songs offer a vision of gathering together with an unbounded welcome. With all this high-reaching poetry, I find the reality of my life to be an interesting paradox. You see, like some of you, I live in a house by myself and spend the majority of my time alone. Sure, I offer an occasional wave and a shout to my wonderful neighbors to the south, Barb and Merle, but I'm sorry to say I don't even know the names of the neighbors to the north and across the street. Sure, I have 2,200 friends on Facebook, but I'm awkward in social settings. I often feel anxious and alone at parties, and I just can't come up with anything to say. I don't join groups easily, and I'm easily exhausted by the overwhelming cacophony of Fessenden Hall. I'm what you might call an introverted communitarian. My song of fellowship sings it nicely and poses an interesting dilemma. I've been writing community with every song I promise, but the words are nothing but poetry till the work of love begins. It's the beauty I'm seeking in you and me that'll carry me through these questions. And to move together in unity is the action that I choose. What's the point of us doing this? What's the point of us holding hands? How do we trust the truth of this? How do we make the circle dance? How are we held accountable? How do we hold the mystery? How do we join together and stay free? The song talks about beginning the work of love and making the circle dance. I think I need help with that. I need to be reminded that today is a fresh start. In every moment, in every interaction, I get another chance to face my fear and to practice love. Believe it or not, for a guy like me, it's not easy. My father would have called it the simple act of taking an interest in another, asking a question, sharing a story, or offering a listening presence. Well, thank God for church. Thank God for this church. Here we are again, one more Sunday in Kent, with all our gifts and all our flaws. One more opportunity to break through the barriers of self and revel in the joy of real fellowship. I've heard that fellowship of spiritually minded people is the embodiment of love's purpose for this world. I'm convinced that community is not a feeling, but rather an action to be practiced over and over again. The song sings, "Love grows right now when I smile with you. Our hearts expand in the light of this room." Let's open the windows and open the doors and notice this moment like never before. Break through the barriers and reach out a hand and offer a peace to a stranger or a friend. Raise the whole building and rise up upon in the part of us that feels and knows how to love. And we'll sing of the goodness and speak of the truth, and the joy in our hearts will enlighten this room. No matter your struggle, no matter your pain, there's a lover right now, it's bringing on a change. Open your eyes and take in the view, 'cause right now I'm smiling with you. Right now I'm smiling. Right now I'm smiling. Right now I'm smiling. With you, love grows right now when I smile with you. Ooh. Our hearts expand in the light of this room. These eyes are widening eyes, and I know this voice defines the cries of my soul. My heart is truly beginning to bloom. Sing it if you know it. Love grows right now. Love grows right now. Smile with you. Our hearts expand in the light of this room. Our hearts expand in the light of this room. These eyes are widening eyes. These eyes are widening eyes. And I know this voice defines the cries of my soul. My heart is truly beginning to bloom. My heart is truly beginning to bloom. My heart is truly beginning to bloom. So here's the invitation. From the part of you that feels and knows how to love, open your eyes, reach out a hand, and offer a peace to a stranger or a friend. I invite you now to practice the fragile art of hospitality. Greet your neighbor and enjoy.
Please join me in a time of prayer. Let us honor the great mystery manifested within us, among us, and beyond us, that fills our spirit with awe and wonder and reminds us that we are but an infinitesimal speck within the cosmos, and that our unique existence is indeed miraculous. Let us also acknowledge that although we are each a small part of the unfathomable vastness, we are also part of a web of life that makes us one with all humanity, one with all that is. In response to the grace of this precious life, may we practice gratitude, and may our miraculous existence radiate outward to others through compassion and service. Amen. In a 20-year period in the mid-1800s, almost a quarter of a million Jews from German-speaking countries emigrated to America. There were far too few rabbis and trained cantors to meet the needs of traditional worship. So a crude grassroots form of synagogue service evolved. Rabbi Wise, upon arriving in America, had this observation. "Yes, the choir sang, but I pray you, do not ask how. It made no difference to our cantor whether he began or ended a few notes lower or higher. He passed with ease from one key to another, and the choir was expected to keep up with him. The shipwrecked notes were mixed up fearfully and wonderfully until finally everyone sang ad lib and stopped only when the text was finished." A worship experience with different styles, different perspectives on what's expected, improvising, making room for others, no set rules, each responsible for finding one's own voice. Does that sound like a religion that you know? We take pride in Unitarian Universalism's theological diversity and the breadth of our spiritual practices. As well we should. But let us not forget that you use share in common at least two beliefs that distinguish us from other faiths, beliefs that bind us together. First, we recognize that this earthly life is the only one we know for certain that exists, and thus we treasure this precious life. Second, we respect the individual search for meaning without adherence to dogma. These two common beliefs unite us with such strength that the rational humanists among us get along fine with those who believe in God or even Bigfoot. Ritualistic pagans get along with those who lean toward Buddhism and its austere spiritual practices. We each dance differently, but we all dance to the same music. We are rich in diversity and strong in unity. As Friedrich Nietzsche said, "One must have chaos to give birth to a dancing star."
Oh.
Tutto noted in one of his sermons, "Have you seen a symphony orchestra? There's always a chap at the back carrying a triangle. Now and again, the conductor will point to him and he'll play ting. That might seem so insignificant, but in the conception of the composer, something irreplaceable would be lost to the total beauty of the symphony if that ting did not happen. As we know, it takes many to keep our church community humming along. There are people, just like violins, who maintain our steadfastness through their work in leadership capacities and on committees. There are the dynamic timpanis that add color to our experience, such as our musicians, artists, and worship leaders. And there are triangles among us, those who work behind the scenes, often going unnoticed. These are the people who take home the towels from the kitchen to launder them, show up every Friday to fold the orders of service, upload the audio of worship services on the church website, and clean the gutters of the annex. These are people whose efforts are often unrecognized, yet without their important contributions, our experience would be diminished. It takes many hands working together to sustain our church body. We are the sum of our gifts. Let us give thanks to each and every one who plays a role in sustaining the whole."
Thank you.
When people ask me what kind of music I play, I never really know what to say. I usually say something like, well, I write original songs and play a bunch of unique musical instruments from around the world. I know my elevator speech really needs some work. I've never found musical categories to be that useful. But every once in a while, I think it would be nice to have a category to fit into. Sometimes the music I play sounds a bit bluesy, but I'm certainly not a blues musician. I like to think of myself as a musician of the people, but with 10 years of classical piano lessons and a very small repertoire of traditional songs, I don't know that I'm actually a folk musician. Sometimes I might sound a little new age or a little country, or every once in a while, maybe a little even postmodern. So recently, in a conversation planning for a worship service at the First Unitarian Church in Toledo, the minister asked me if I had any objection to the label of Americana for my music. I admit I groaned a little on the inside with resistance. Americana? I think of myself as more European or maybe Scottish or Scandinavian, with tinges of Eastern Buddhism and haunts of Native American and a yearning to be African American. Yep, a little bit of everything. I'm Americana, all right. Probably about as Americana as they come. I mean, my autobiographical theme song is Home in Ohio. I'm from apples, pumpkins, and cattle and corn, a city where rubber and steel were born from the working hands of the ones that have come before. I'm from town parades, high school games, the wind, the sun, the snow, and the rain. I'm from the Erie Shore to the banks of the Ohio. No doubt about it, the label fits. One of a kind, Americana. But just to be clear, it's Americana permeated with a passionate countercultural flair. The songs I write put a focus on breaking down walls and connecting as one human race. The lyrics I write sing about holding a hand in a hand and portray a dream of radical hospitality that I may never live up to in this lifetime. Here's one, for instance. Is this dream, this big dream, is it worthy of sacrifice? Is it worthy to give my life for this love, this huge love? I'm risking everything. I'm ready to change for this dance, this wild dance. I'm riding on a circle of hands for this song, this plain old song. I'm willing to go on, holding the hand of a brother's hand who's holding the hand of a mother. She's holding the hand of a child's hand who's holding the hand of another. He's holding the hand of a sister's hand. She's holding my hand. We are a circle of hands. Unfold as we dance. We move, we change, and we grow. We're face to face with the unknown. So hold a hand as you dance.
to the dance.
I'm holding the hand of a brother's hand, who's holding the hand of a mother. She's holding the hand of a child's hand, who's holding the hand of another. He's holding the hand of a sister's hand. She's holding my hand. Stop to think about it. Possibly an even more appropriate category for the music I may make would be Unitarian Universalist. In 1995, I was shopping at the Kent Natural Foods Co-op, and my friend Jan Olds came up to me and said they needed a musician down at the UU Church of Kent. I showed up the next Sunday to sing a couple songs, and I never left. I'm grateful to say that almost 23 years of creating music at the UU Church of Kent has been a significant part of my musical journey. I found a musical home here in this denomination. I'm so grateful for the perfect acoustics of this historic sanctuary, just a half mile from my own home. We've built a congregation full of musically active congregants. Whereas once our music program was a one-man show, I'm rarely alone up here anymore. How grateful I am to have these people with whom to make music, and this place to express that musical search for truth and meaning that churns within me. When people ask what Unitarian Universalism is, I never really know what to say. I admit my elevator speech needs some work. But here, maybe this will help. Let me sing a song for you. It goes like this. I'm holding the hand of a brother's hand, who's holding the hand of a mother. She's holding the hand of a child's hand, who's holding the hand of another. He's holding the hand of a sister's hand. She's holding my hand. Thank you. before we move on to our individual lives, I invite you to place one hand on the shoulder of someone next to you so that we may form a chain of connection. There's something so real about reaching out and touching another human being. It says so much by doing so little. For just a moment, know that you don't have to face this world alone. For although we are many, we are also one. Go in peace.